Welcome and thanks for joining us for another SearchStorage.com podcast. Today we're here with Mark Peters, Senior Analyst for the Enterprise Strategy Group based in Milford, Massachusetts. And we're going to be talking about MAID, also known as Drive Spin Down. How are you today, Mark?
I'm good. Thank you very much.
So getting right into it, what are the benefits of using MAID systems and what kind of workloads are they generally used for?
Well, to talk about MAID first and try and make this succinct, there's a difference, I think, between MAID and spin down. The two do get confused and used interchangeably. I'm not sure that's always true. The original MAID, as you probably know, Beth, was started or delivered by Copan, and basically it only allowed a certain number of the disks, 25% in their case, to be powered on at any stage. So it had some very defined aspects to it. Whereas spin down, of course, can be applied to any disk drive anywhere, pretty much. So what are the benefits of using this, allowing for that difference? Obviously, with Copan's implementation, there are some drawbacks, but on the other hand, you're guaranteed power savings. And it's power and cooling savings that are the real reason that people get into this. If you're not using something, why have it powered up? I mean, it's kind of pretty obvious. In terms of workloads, that was the second part of your question, I think. Again, it's going to depend on what you're doing. If you take that first approach of a MAID aspect, which actually means you can't run everything, that's the formal original university work behind it, then clearly you're going to be looking at things like extreme capacities that get backed up to disk, that sort of thing. But for other implementations where you just spin down something that's not being used, it really can be used very broadly. Now, that may surprise some people because they just think, oh, it's just for the, you know, the hardly touched stuff over there. But think of this example. Even for active data, many businesses don't run 24 hours. So why would you want to be spinning your disks at night or at weekends when you're not there? It would make more sense to power them down to some degree and save the money that goes along with that. So really, the gamut from archive data, backup data, all the way to active data, depending on the type of your business.
Okay, and so what are some of the caveats for users to consider about either approach to spinning down drives?
Well, I mean, really, it comes back to the doesn't matter which version it is, you just need to be aware that it's going to take you longer to get your data back online and to get that first bit of data streaming back to the application. Depends how you do it. Obviously, if a drive is completely effectively shut down, it's in a sleep mode, it's just, you know, it's powered on, but it's waiting for something to happen, you can be talking 30, 45 seconds to get it back up and running. So you need to be aware of that. I mean, that's not much help if it's an online database. But, you know, these days we're seeing, as more people get into the spin-down side of the business, gradations in the way they spin down. So you'll see people unloading the heads and just saving a little bit of power that way, maybe 15, 20% savings, or maybe unloading the heads as another level of inactivity to the disk and also slowing the disk drive down. And as you do less slowing or stopping to the disk, so you get some saving, but not as much as actually stopping it. But the corollary is that you're going to be back up and running in, you know, just a few seconds rather than waiting for the best part of a minute.
Okay. And so meanwhile, at least lately, data deduplication seems to have really dominated the conversation about storage efficiency in general. I wonder what you think about the future for MAID and spin down, given that context.
I understand that you, me, and everyone else is doing a lot of talk about dedupe. So yes, it certainly has the news right now. But I think, I'll tell you what I'd say. I think the two functions, features, whatever you want to call them, do share one thing, which is they're both so prima facie obvious in their advantage that eventually they will be features on everything. I don't know, did you see a movie called Flash of Genius?
No, I can't say I've seen that one.
Well, I'll tell you what it was about. It was about the guy who invented the intermittent windshield.
Okay.
Wiper, I should say. Or windscreen wiper for our overseas listeners. But basically, it was so revolutionary at the time. It was about the patent arguments and the difficulty of whether, you know, car manufacturers would even take it. Who the heck would want an intermittent windshield wiper? Well, of course, everyone now, and now we've gone beyond that. And, I mean, I found the other day that I got a new car recently, and actually the windshield wipers slow down or stop when you stop the car, because that makes sense, because you don't get so much rain, so why use them?
Right.
And I think, you know, dedupe and made or spin down share that thing. They seem special, unique, valuable right now, mm-hmm. And it's not that the value will diminish, but it will just become one of those standard things that everyone has. It's too obvious not to do it.
Sure. Okay. Well, thanks again for sharing your insights, Mark.
That's my pleasure. I hope some of it was useful.
And thanks to our audience once again for listening. As always, you can find the latest data storage news, trends, and analysis at searchstorage.com.